Boyd Okwuanu is a member of Real Salt Lake, and he wears the kit, but he's not going to be wearing it Saturday when the United States plays Honduras. Instead, he'll be wearing the red, white, and blue. Boyd, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. First and foremost, we're into October now. You've been a professional soccer player for about 9 months. Now, how's your whirlwind first year been in Major League Soccer and with the United States and with the Monarchs and the whole thing? How's it all gone?
It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. I mean, I've definitely enjoyed my rookie year for sure, and I love it here in Salt Lake. Great coach, great teammates, and most importantly, great fan base. So very supportive.
You know, for a lot of guys who are veterans in the league now, it's kind of old hat that they go away on national team duty, they come back and play for the MLS team. Has that been an adjustment for you? Are you used to doing that with the club and university teams and things like that? Every once in a while, you got a new set of teammates and you got to reset.
Yeah. I've had an opportunity, blessing to be able to have done this my club, university too as well. I've been to the youth groups growing up, so it's not too bad for me.
So what's it going to be like playing at home but not playing for RSL on Saturday?
It's going to be wonderful. You know, it's always a blessing to represent your country. Like I said, the fans are usually seeing me with the Real Salt Lake jersey when I play, and it's going to be wonderful for them to see me represent the country as well. So I'm happy about that.
All right. So what's the matchup with Honduras look like? What do they bring?
To be honest, we just focus on us, and that's what's most important. And nothing changes because we're playing Honduras. It's a different opponent, and we're going to take it same game plan as we always do. So,
you've repped the United States, obviously, all over the world, Boyd. But what would it mean to wear that USA kit and do it at the Olympics in Rio next year?
Oh man, dream come true. It's something I've been dreaming about since I was a kid. It's truly a blessing, and I know words can explain it for me. So.
How much more of a blessing is it if you can make that happen because it's Rio and not just any old place?
Yeah. You're right. That would be wonderful. Wonderful. Have the family, everybody come down. It'd be excellent.
Well, you guys seem to be in pretty good form right now. Obviously, you routed Cuba and you beat Canada as well. We talked about Honduras a minute ago. So you guys are in good form. You're playing with, your buddy Luis Gil, your teammate Luis Gil. You've got Jordan Morris on the team as well.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys feel like you've got, with the home field behind you, do you feel like everything's in kind of pointing in the right direction for a good result on Saturday?
Yes, I definitely agree. We're in good form and everything, like you said, and in front of our home crowd, and everybody's doing well. So I definitely agree with that. I do think.
By the way, guys and gals listening. Both Utah and BYU play late. This game's at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. You can make it a doubleheader of football and football on Saturday if you want to. You can go to RioTintoStadium.com and get some tickets if you're looking for some tickets for this Saturday's matchup between the U.S. and Honduras. All right, Boyd, we're not letting you out of here though without a thought on the senior club, the parent club. The result last week keeps you guys right in the mix. Three matches remain, a weekend off this weekend, not for you, but for the rest of the guys, and then it's Portland, it's Seattle, it's Dallas. What's kind of the vibe around the club, and what do you kind of feel like the chances are of maybe grabbing that sixth and final playoff spot?
Yeah, we're definitely rooting for that. We're all the chances on the table still, so we're going to be optimistic and take every game one at a time as well. As I'm here right now, getting ready to get on the training field for my game today. So,
well, I know you've got to run. You've got to hop on that bus.
Yeah.
Good luck on Saturday. Keep repping the red, white, and blue. Represent Real Salt Lake, the Claret and Cobalt well, and good luck on Saturday.
All right, thank you so much.